Milarepa was a great practitioner of Heruka and Bajragini. At one time, as explained in his life story, told a large assembly of his disciples how he had gained the ability to fly. Through various methods, including his tummo meditation, he had released the central channel knots at his heart, navel, and below the navel. And because of this, he developed a very special physical suppleness that pervaded his body. This made his body extremely light, like a soft feather. At first, he could only levitate, but gradually he was able to move through space until finally he was able to fly like an eagle. One day, Milarepa was flying above a small town called Longda, near where a father and son were ploughing a field. The son first saw Milarepa flying and said, "Father, look in the sky, there's a man flying." We have to go to the movies to see this kind of thing, don't we? And the father looked carefully and, realizing it was Milarepa, told his son, "This man is called Milarepa. He is an evil person who killed many people through his black magic." However, the son deeply appreciated what he saw and said, "There is no sight more amazing than a human being flying through the sky." So I think for modern people, the story of Milarepa, many modern people carry a lot of guilt, a lot of heavy feeling, "I've done so many bad things." Well, compared to Milarepa, we're angels. And what we have to remind ourselves is that before he attained enlightenment, I can't remember the number, but before he attained enlightenment, in that very life, he murdered loads of people. Okay, think about this. Who'd think that if you murdered loads of people, you could become enlightened in that same life? Well, Milarepa demonstrated how that is possible. It demonstrates the magic of having a pure spiritual guide. Demonstrates the magic of Highest Yoga Tantra. Demonstrates the magic of Mahamudra, the ability to completely purify our mind and our world through Highest Yoga Tantra practice. I find the story of Milarepa so inspiring. So anyway, and then Geshe said, Milarepa attained enlightened state of Buddha Heruka through the practice of Heruka Bodhi Mandala. Commonly, we don't see this. We think, oh, Buddha, he's in his cave doing tummo. But in reality, he attained enlightenment through the practice of Heruka Bodhi Mandala. And many of his disciples, including Renchumpa, attained the pure land of Kayajra without abandoning human body. We can understand this from his collection of songs called Gurubum in Tibetan. Shortly before he intended to pass away. It's an interesting phrase, isn't it? Not shortly before he passed away. Shortly before he intended to pass away. Milarepa gave advice to his assembled disciples, finally saying, "We will meet in the pure land of Kayajra." The actual method to attain pure land of Kayajra is qualified meditation on self-generation of Heruka and Vajragini. So in truth, Milarepa revealed that his main practice was Heruka Bodhi Mandala. Commonly, he's not explained, but Geshe knows this. He's telling us. And then he says, Milarepa and his root guru, Marpa, and Jetsongkhapa and his heart disciple, Kedrabjay, have a special connection. It is said that Marpa is one of Jessenkarpa's former incarnations. Marpa is one of Jessenkarpa's former incarnations. And Milarepa is one of Kedrupje's former incarnations. Through this, we can understand the great kindness of these holy beings who, by changing their physical aspect, continually benefit the people of this world from generation to generation. I don't know about you, but I'm tempted when I read this to extrapolate forwards. Ask myself, where's my spiritual guide come from? Who was he in his previous lives? He's not going to tell us for sure. But I think, you know, from lines like this, if we think deeply, maybe some special understanding comes, maybe, I don't know. Maybe I'm just crazy. But this, well, why did I put this in this book?